Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Katie Beadle Rice. Katie is a catechist and a writer who lives with her husband and three children in Boise, Idaho. Her preaching is entitled, I Am the Bread of Life.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the crowds, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst. But I told you that although you have seen me, you do not believe. Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and I will not reject anyone who comes to me. Because I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. And this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should not lose anything of what he gave me, but that I should raise it on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and I shall raise him on the last day. The Gospel of the Lord. One day, while herding his father-in-law's sheep on Mount Horeb, Moses came across an incredible sight. A bush that appeared to be on fire and yet was not consumed. Coming closer, Moses encounters the living God, revealed as flame that burns but does not destroy, and as a voice that changes the trajectory of his life, setting his feet on a path that will challenge the power of a brutal ruler, walk dry-shod on the seafloor, and climb this very mountain again to encounter God in a cloud. In this first meeting, though, Moses is fearful. He questions the voice that has called him by name. If I go to the Israelites and say to them, the God of your ancestors has sent me, and they ask me, what is his name? What do I tell them? In our English translation of the sacred scripture, God's reply comes as, I am who I am. You will tell the Israelites, I am has sent me to you. In Judaism, this name for God is referred to as the Tetragrammaton, and it is too precious and sacred to be uttered aloud. Instead, when referring to God, many Orthodox Jews today use the term Hashem, which means simply the name. We could say that God revealed his most essential self to Moses that day on Mount Horeb as the ground of our being, the one who is, who was, and who evermore shall be. As Christians, we find the deepest revelation of God in the person of Jesus, our mediator to the Creator, and our model of what it is to be God made flesh in our broken world. In John's Gospel, Jesus' divinity is on full display. From the first words, we are told that Jesus, the Word, always was with God, and in fact, was God. In this gospel, we are also given 7 I am statements of Jesus, where Jesus adds on an image to help us further understand his identity and the identity of the one who has sent him. Today's gospel begins with the same verse that ended yesterday's gospel reading. It is the first of the 7 I am statements that John gives us. Today we hear Jesus proclaim to the gathered crowd, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst. Later on, Jesus will continue his self-revelation, telling us he is the light of the world, the gate of the sheepfold, the Good Shepherd, the Resurrection and the Life, the Way, the Truth and the Life, and the True Vine. For today, though, let us consider only the first of these statements. I am the bread of life. What might this simple statement tell us about Jesus? Not just for us, but for those whom we wish to share our Christian faith with. When Moses encountered God in the burning bush, his main concern was how he was to share what he had received with others. And so he pleads with God, "Who shall I say that you are?" We might relate to Moses' question in our own time, "Who are we to proclaim Jesus to be?" in our words, and also in our actions. In Jesus' proclamation, "I am the bread of life," we might notice two things. First, he is the one who truly satisfies all that we long for. And also, he is the one who humbles himself completely in order to nourish and to save. Just before this discourse on the bread of life, Jesus performs a miracle by feeding the hungry crowd of 5,000 with only 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But today's message is different. Jesus does not give bread. Instead, he tells us he is bread, broken and shared for all, that we might know the fullness of life in the kingdom of God. And lest we think we can control the feast of God offered through his Son, Jesus also tells us in today's gospel, "I will not reject anyone who comes to me. This is the will of the one who sent me, that I should not lose anything of what he gave me, but that I should raise it on the last day." As the bread of life, the bread sent down from heaven, Jesus longs to gather humanity to himself. He shared table fellowship with those who were outcast from society, as well as those who held positions of authority. And so we might ask, what does Jesus' humility, his inclusivity, and his life given for all demand of us, those who name ourselves as Christians? Do our lives proclaim the Christ who came as bread to feed a hungry world? In a few weeks' time, on the Feast of the Ascension, Jesus will commission the disciples, telling them just before he is taken up to heaven, "You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." This is our commission as well. We have been called by name to witness to the risen Lord. Just like Moses, we would do well to take on our task with a little bit of fear and trembling, and also with a heartfelt plea to God. Who shall I tell them that you are, Lord?